Shmuel says, no, that I say, go bus a roiv, roiv is negaya to mechal Shabbos. Trashi Shmuel, ama, lefakeach ola vesagal. Koma, the imroiv Yisrael, that if the rove people living around there are Jews, then we have a right to assume that this kid is also a Jew, and you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos win. So the deal is, ava machza machza loy, but let's say they're 50-50, half Jews, half goyim, then you can't save this kid. The kol shechem roiv kusim, and avad if rove people are goyim there, that you can't save the kid on Shabbos. So it's not like Shmuel. Before Shmuel said, "Ein holchem acher roiv b'pikuach nefesh." Even though Rove should tell us that the kid's a guy, we don't go bust a roiv. If we have a doubt, maybe he's a Jew, you're allowed to save the person. And here Shmuel saying, not like that, here Shmuel saying that when do we say you could be mufakech olam atagal to save the person only if it's roiv Yisraelim. But half and half, and avad the roiv goyim, you can't save him. So it's a stira. So Mar says, no. Ki itma de Shmuel areish itma. When did Shmuel say he lufakech olam atagal is going on the reisha? The what? Im roiv kusim kusim. The Rashi said, if most people living on this street are goyim, then if you find a kid out in the street, we never mind the kids also a goy. Now, Omar Shmuel said, but you know, let's say it's a question of keeping the kid alive. It's on Shabbos, and you have to carry him, or you have to bring him food. Then ain't a cane. Then we don't say like that. Then we say, what that? But like Shmuel before said, since it's a doubt, maybe he's a Jew, even though Rove said he's a goy, we don't go after the Rove. We have the doubt, maybe he's a Jew, you would be allowed to be Mechal Shabbos on him. Like Shmuel said before, for the Gemara, Im Kain, if that's so, it's what's the din then that the Brice of the Mishnah does say to him, that Im Rove Kusim Kusi, what is the halacha though, that if Rove Goyim live in that street, then we say you find a kid outside lying in the street, he's a goy. Again, to what halacha? Lamai Hilkasam, Amarav Papa Lahachilo Nevelis. To give him to eat nevelis. That's nafkamina. Now, since he's a goy, we have a right to say that the person is a goy, and therefore we're allowed to give him nevelis to eat. So, Rashi, lachilo nevelis, ad she yigdom v'yikabal olav geiris. It's up until it becomes a godol, and you make him into a Jew, you're allowed to feed him nevelis. Since roiv people there are goyim, so al pi roiv, it's eiskapas, and this kid is a goy. If the kid's a goy, you're allowed to give him treifas to eat. Even though Shmuel says to save the person on Shabbos, you're allowed to, you don't go after roiv. That's only for the Kuach Nefesh. But for the Halach, it's Iska Pasim, he's a guy, therefore you're allowed to feed him to give an Issa. Fact, it says, Imroiv Yisrael Yisrael. Then the Mishnah says here, that let's say most people, rove people living on that block are Jews, then the kid is a Jew. For the Gemara Lamai Hilchasa, what's the Chiddush here? So Drashi like, Imroiv Yisrael Lamai Hilchasa Drashi, have a Yisrael, Bereiv Yisrael, Tvei Mimachza Machza. Now the Brisa says three cases. One case is that rove are goyim. Then it says half and half. And then it says rove are Yisrael. So there's two halachas when the kid is like the Yisrael. Either 50-50, where you also pass the kid is the Yisrael. And then it says if rove are Yisraelim, the kid is also a Yisrael. So what's the chiddush that by rove he's the Yisrael? It's madduch by 50-50 is a Jew. For sure, if rove are Jews, the kid's a Jew. Like Mashem, only in a certain case do we say he's called a Jew in this case. Lamai Hirasam, what's the special halacha here? That here he's a Jew, and not by 50-50? Have the Gemara lahachta loy avedosay. That to return his aveda. Let's say this kid grows up, and he loses an aveda. So halacha is, you find the aveda. If the guy's a guy, you're not mechuyev to give it back. There's no mitzvah to give back an aveda to a guy. If the person's a Jew, you have a mitzvah to give it back to him. See if it's a machza, machza. So that's a suffix what the kid is. So by suffix mama, the klal is, holchem mama, moitzim mechaberu, olav araya. I have a right to say, right now I found the mitzvah, it's mine. You want me to give it to you? Prove to me that you're a Jew. Close the mind, you can't prove you're a Jew, I don't have to give it to you. So if machza, machza, I would be allowed to keep the aveda. But in the case that rove were Jews, then we pass the noise, the kid is like a Jew, and now if he loses an aved, he loses something, and you find it, you have a mitzvah to give it back to him. That's the nafkamina that when rove are Jews, then it's eiska pasim, he's a Jew. Now, the Brisa says though, Mishnah, machza machza Yisrael, let's say there are 50% of the people living on the block are goyim, and 50% are Jews, so the kid has a shame Yisrael. For what din? As we just said, l'hachza l'avedosi, you would not have to give it back. In a case where the kid lost the aveda, you could tie now moitzim l'chaveroi olav araya. Prove it to me that you're a Jew. I don't have to give it back to you. So what does it mean here to say the kid has a din of a Jew? Amar el shlokish from nizokin. It has a lochel like nizokin.
question if a shor strikes another shor. So halachas are like this, like Rashi says, the nizokim. Rashi says, shor shay Yisrael shenaga shakusi potter. That's one halacha. If a Jew has a shor, his ox, goes and harms a goyish ox, you're potter from pain. We have psukim for this. What about the shor shakusi shenaga shay Yisrael? What about a goyish ox hit a Jew's? Is halacha bein tam bein muid mishal nezek sholem. No matter what happens, he has to pay the full price, the full damage. Mashenkin v'shal Yisrael, shenaga shal Yisrael, if a shor, an ox that belongs to a Jew, hits, harms another ox belonging to another Jew, then there's a difference. That tam, the first three times, mishalom chatzi nezek. Muid, once you become a muid, then mishalom nezek sholem. That's the difference halachis. So the Naskamina now, this kid, by machza machza, 50-50, we say he's a Jew, filchus nizokin. So the Gemara hechi domi, what's the case, what do you want to tell me? Inayim, if you want to tell me the case is, tinakhe turidi dan, le turidi day, that our ox, a real Jew's ashor, hit, harmed, this tinix, this kid's ashor. So what do you want to tell me now? That he has a locha like a Yisrael, and therefore we have to pay him. So the Gemara, no, it shouldn't be that way. Naisi raya v'nashkel, I could tell you how moitzel chavei, roll over raya. My ox harmed you. Now, if you're a goy, I don't have to pay you. My shor switches a goy, I'm potter. So therefore, in order for me to have to pay him, he has to be Yisrael. Sakri tell me that machza machza sofik. I have to pay him. The klal always is, if I have a sofik, if I have to pay or not, ha-moisim mechaveru, all over I am. Before I have to give away my money, you have to prove it. And here you can't prove you're Yisrael. So I don't have to pay you in such a case. Like this. We're talking about the nagche turidi day, le turidi dan. That his ox, shtoistos. That's what happened. His ox went and hit another Jew's ox. So halacha is like this, that if he's a goy, he has to pay nezek sholem the first time. If he's a Jew, he only has to pay a chatzi nezek. So how much does he have to pay now? The halacha is, he has a halacha like a Jew, he only has to pay a chatzi nezek. Why? Pal geyoyevle. Here he has to pay up. Because on the tzad he's a Jew, a tam, his shor now is a tam, it only hit one or two times, he has to pay only 50%. Idach palga, the other 50%, like, what do you want the kid to pay? Because you want to say the kid's a guy. But the kid can say no. Namely, the kid will say to us, I see Raya, the love you saw, another shokel. You want me to pay me? You want to tell me that I'm a guy? You prove it. You have to prove it. In order to get money away from me, the same thing. We can't make the kid pay unless we have proof to say he's a guy. Now, since it's machza, machza to sofit, we don't know if he's a guy or a Jew. So in such a case, he has a locha like a Jew. Just like if a Jew's shor's tam hits somebody else, he only has to pay a chatzi nezek, half the damage. Here also, this tinix, shor, when he hits somebody, he only has to pay chatzi nezek. Because the other chatzi nezek, you can say no, I'm not going to pay until you prove it to me that I'm a guy. Right, the Mishnah of Lola Mapolis. The Mishnah says, what, if a Mapolis, if the wall fell on top of somebody, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. But the more my comer, like what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? So Rashi says, my comer, Kolhani Sveka Diktoni, my Yosel Hashminim. What's all the Chiddushim of the Mishnah? Again, the Mishnah said like this, that Mishnah of Lola Mapolis, if a wall fell up, a brick wall, all the bricks fell upon somebody. Now, Sofik Husham, Sofik Enisham. We're in doubt if the person is there or not. Like, we just know the wall caved in, and you know your friend was around there. You're not 100% though, the wall fell on top of your friend. Like, maybe nobody's under the wall. Still, you're allowed to pick up the, dig out to get the, to search, see if the person is there. Then the Mishnah says, Sofik Chai, Sofik Meis. We're doubtful, maybe the person's dead already. Maybe he's still alive. Sofik Kusi, Sofik Yisrael. You saw the wall fall avade on top of somebody. But there's a doubt whether that person's a Jew or a goy. In all these cases, you're allowed to search to find the person, like maybe he's a Jew or maybe he's alive. That's called pekuach nefesh. What about, let's see the end of the Mishnah, we'll get to it later. Matsuachai, let's say you found him, you searched and you found that he's alive. Mefakhim, continue. Like, let's say you uncovered his head and you see he's breathing. So now you have a right to go further and uncover him altogether and save him. What about for your mate? Let's say you got to his head, you uncovered his head, we'll see in the Gemara, and you see he's not breathing at all, see him on his mace, we'll see in the Gemara, yinichu, then you don't have a right to take him out any further, you have to let him stay there till after Shabbos, and after Shabbos you dig him out. So the Mishnah says a few sveikas here. You don't know if he's there, you don't know if he's a guy, you don't know if he's alive. What do we need all these cases for? But the Marmai Kama, what's all the Chiddushim here? Moses, loy mi boy Kama. Each one is telling us something bigger than the other one. Loy mi boy, not only, Sofik Husham.
Sofak Einisham. The first doubt is, like, you know your friend was there. Your friend, the Jew, was there. And your only doubt now is he under there or not? But if he's under there, like Mestam, he's still alive, and he's a Jew. So, Di'itha Chayu. Then if he's there, he's alive. The Mefakhin. So in such a case, the only doubt is he there or not? For sure you could save him. Elafilu Sofak Chay Sofak Neis. But even let's say you have a doubt that you saw that stone came down, mamash, crushed the guy. So you have a good start to say maybe he's dead already. So maybe I would say, since maybe he's dead, you shouldn't be allowed to save him. Did Mechal Shabbos now? Still no Mefakhin. No, since it's doubtful, maybe he's still alive, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Follow me, boy, Sofak Chay Sofak Neis. To Yisrael, but I called upon him up until now, we knew that person was a Jew. Elafilu Sofak Husi, Sofak Yisrael. Even in the case we have a doubt, even in the case where there are 9 goyim there, and 1 Yisrael, since it's doubtful if he's a Jew or not, maybe you can't save him, still Kamashtom Fakhin. No, you're allowed to save him. Still, maybe there's a doubt, maybe it's a Jew, or maybe the person's alive, you're allowed to go and save him. Right, at the end of the Mishnah says, what about the Matsu Chai? Let's say you find the person's alive, Mefakhin. For the Gemara, Matsu Chai Shita. If you started to dig there, and you saw the guy is moving, Savadi, you could save him more and take him out. You have to tell me. But like Tzrichom, the Afilu Lachai Yeshua. Tremendous Kiddush. Even in the case that you saw Mamash Rachmon Lassalon, the guy is crushed, and he's going to die in another 5 minutes. So the only thing you want to save him now, to take the stones off him, is he should be able to live another few minutes. That's called Chai Yeshua. We know 100% he's going to die. Still, the locha is allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for him to keep him alive another few minutes. That's the locha. For Chai Yeshua, you're allowed to keep a person alive. So that's a tremendous Kiddush here. But even though I would say in Svar, maybe no, because one of the Svars we'll see later in the days, why it could be Mechal Shabbos to save a person. One Svar is, it's Kedai to be Mechal Shabbos, one Shabbos, and he'll stay alive, and the person will be Mekayim many Shabbosim to come. So it's Kedai for the many Shabbosim to come to be Mechal one Shabbos. Here you don't have that Svar. Because here you know for sure the guy's going to die in 5 minutes. Still, if you don't take off the stone, he'll die right now. Still, you're allowed to dig, in the case where, even in the case where it's Nisra Deraisa, case we're doing the Nisra Harisha there. Still, you're allowed to save the person, even though he'll only live a few more minutes. Chai Yeshua is also Deicha Shabbos. Right. The mace, let's say you find the mace, then you nichu. Let him stay there, you're not allowed to do anything more. So tomorrow, Hainami Pshita, like you found the guy dead, of Adi, can't be Mechal Shabbos for a dead person. And tomorrow, like Tzricho Rav Yehuda Ben Lakish. It's calling even the court of Yehuda Ben Lakish. The Tanya learned like this. Ein Matzile Nasa Mace of Bad Leika. Let's say there's a fire in the house, so there's a mace there also, the person's dead already. So a mace is mukser, Shabbos not let him move him. And the frat from one chotzer to another chotzer, Rashi says, and we'll soon see, but the Tanakh says he can't save the mace. Now you're not allowed to take the mace out of the house and bring him into the chotzer. Even though like this, he may get burnt up. And Omer of Yehuda ben Lakish, Shemati, I heard over no, Shematil nesa mace of Adleika. I hold no, you are allowed to save the mace from Adleika. So Rashi says, Matil nesa mace, lechotzer amurevis. You're allowed to carry the mace from this chotzer into another chotzer that has the eruv. The lek is the relatutul. The only tzad issa should be a tutul muksa. You're touching a mace that's muksa. See all the smut, you're allowed to be metaltul. So the chur of the kasher is now that according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, you see, you are allowed to be mechal Shabbos for a mace. I call part of an issa the rabbonim. So even though some say by mafakam all of a sagal, it's possible to have an issa the raisum, but our mishnah's poshim mashim, even in the case we just want to move the stones on the side. Even in the case you're not doing a Nisa D'Oraisa, it's possible to say when you have to move the stones, you're only doing a Nisa D'Rabbanan. You're only being Metal to Muksa. Still, the Mishnah says nothing doing. If you find the person is mace, don't move another stone. You have to let him stay there. So that's not like in Yehudim and Lakish. Yehudim and Lakish says no, if a mace is in a chotzer, that you see a fire is coming, then they get burnt up, you're allowed to move the mace to save the mace. So here also, it's not nice to let the mace stay under the stones or right away faster there. Maybe you should be allowed to save him. So Mishnah Mar says no. Our Mishnah goes even according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish. The Afilu Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish. Loiko Amar Ela Mitoch Shadim Bola Meisai Eloi Sharislei Oselechbuye. He's only matzurit in a case where a person sees the fire is coming into the house and he knows he has a mace in the house. The svara there is, if we're not going to let you carry the mace outside, the person gets bohol, gets nervous, gets so excited that he may by mistake put out the fire. Like, it bothers him so much to see the mace being burnt up that he'll go and put out the fire, and that's an Issa D'Oraisa. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish says it's Kedai, be over the Issa Muksa Tiltum, carry the mace outside, Kedai should not come to put out the fire. That's what there he's making. Aval Hocha, but here you find the mace in the bar. Eloi Sharisley, Mayifel Amevid. We're going to tell the person you're not allowed to carry him out now. You have to let him stay there. You can't touch the stones. So good, the guy will get nervous. What can you do? You can't do any yitzah there. There's no yitzah to do. Where you have the fire here, you're telling me I can't move him, so I'm going to put the fire out. But here the guy is there, stuck there. So good, you can't take him now. You take him after Shabbos. But he's going to stay there. I'll do something now. There's nothing to do. You're telling him he can't move the stones. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. That where a mace is there, and you find the mace, you're not allowed to touch him. You can't touch the stones. You have to leave him there. Tana Rabbanan. Ad heichin ubeidik. Till how long do you check the person? Now the guy now, the whole bunch of stones fell on top of this person, and you've taken all the stones out, you want to check the person, see if he's alive or not. Till how far do you have to check him to make sure he's a mace? He's dead. Is ad choytmer. Tanakhama says to his nose. Once you see by his nose nothing is breathing, nothing's coming out of his nose, you have a right to say he's dead, you don't have to go further. Joshi ad choytmer. V'yemein chiyas v'choytmer, sheina moitzi ruach, nadai mace v'nichum. Let's say you only caught his head first. You started to take out the stones, and the first thing you met is his head, and you see his nose, and you see nothing is coming out of his nose. That's it. You don't have to go further. You have a right to say he's dead, and you can't save any. You can't do anything more. That's what Tanakhama says. The Yesherim, some say no. Ad liboy, you have to check his heart. Make sure his heart is not pumping. It's not enough just to check the nose. You have to also go to the heart. Yesherim ad liboy. Now bodak that's one chiddush. Yeah, that's one chiddush. We'll soon see the machlokes. Now, what about bodak umotzel yoyne mason? Let's say what happened was the wall fell down on five people, and you took apart the wall, you took away the stones, and you found the top person, and the top person was mace. So l'chura, you could say if madach he's mace, for sure the people underneath him are mace. So I can't go check it anymore. And the locker is no lo yoyma. Don't say kva mace v'atachtoinim that most probably the bottom people are also dead. But no, you're allowed to go check out each person. Check out each person separately, make sure he's alive. And my saw you once happened a case, or that a few people, a wall fell on top of five people, or motzu al yoinim mesim, v'tachtoinim chayim. They found the top guy was mace, and the bottom people were alive. The stones hit the top guy hard, he died, the bottom one was still alive. Therefore, you're allowed to check them. So the more now, name mahani tanoi, yami tanoi. The machlokes we just had, where do you have to check the person to? Do you have to only check his nose, or do you have to check his leg? What's the machlokes told you? It's all in this machlokes, the Tanya we learned. Mehechen havlad noitzer. From where is a kid born from? What's created first in the child? Meiroshe. One bandiyama says his head. His head is created first. Shinyama the pasuk says, Mimeya imoy ata goizi. From the mother's stomach, you are goizi, you were born like. The yom is a pasuk in Yirmiyo, that gozi nizreich v'yashlichum. Talking about the Avelis, that you'll be so worried there that you're going to pull out your hair. Gozi Nizrechi, you're going to pull out your hair, V'yashrich, when you throw it away. So you see, Gozi goes on your hair. So Gozi means your head. So in other words, what's born first in your mother's stomach is the head. Abishalom, Abishalom says no. Mitiburoi. Umishalach Shroshev Eilach V'yelach. You always start created from the middle. The middle of you. Punkt smack in the middle, that's where you start to be created from. Umashlich Shroshev, and then you give out roots, Eilach V'yelach. That's the way you grow. So that's the machlokes also, because you have to check the person from the ikar root where he was born from. So if he's born from his head, you check his nose. If nothing is doing there, he's dead. If Yoldi's born first from the tibura, from the middle, so then you should check his leg. That's more to the middle. So that's the machlokes. So Gemara says no. Afilo teima avishol, even it goes according to avishol that holds you created from the middle. Ad kan lo kom avishol hosim elin yisiro. He only has that svara you created from the middle, from your belly, from the middle of the whole midi. Why? The whole midi mimsiyusa misitzum. Everything is created from the middle, and that's the way you grow all around. I will in you for kuach nefesh, but here is a question: if the person's dead or not, where do you have to check out? The main place to see if the person's alive or not is from his nose. The see if the pasuk says, Kurlashe nishmas ruachayim v'yapov. Where's the ruachayim v'yapov in your nose? So therefore, you have to check out his nose first. Omra Pop, the Pop says like this. Machloikes milamato lamalo. The whole machloikes is, is where first he has hit his feet, and merely he's checking it from downwards upwards. So then, one man Yama says, if he checked his heart, and nothing is doing there, you don't have to go further. You can stop right there. And the other man says, no, you can't stop by his heart. You have to check out till you get to his nose. Avu mimala lamata. For in the case where you reached his head first, and you checked out his nose first, kiv in the bodik layat choytmoy, once you checked out until his nose, shuven yitzorich. Then everybody's masking, you don't have to check further. Why the Siv, the Pasuk says, kol asher nishmas ruachayim v'yapov. Where's the nishmas chayim? Where do you breathe? Where do you live from? From your nose. So once you don't have, once nothing's coming out of your nose, according to everybody, you don't have to check further. Ukfar hoya, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah, Mahalcha Maderech. They were walking on the road. For Levi Asader, Levi Asader, for some reason he was called Asader. Rashi says, Le Parish Limau. He doesn't know why. Some say it means a Lashon of Pirish Goyin. Some say it was a Goyin. He's a tremendous person. Levi the Goyin. No, Rabbi Yeshua was also there. Rabbi Yeshua ben Yishua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah, Mahalchin Achrayim. He was walking after them. Nishalo Shailo Zubifleim. They asked this question in front of all of them. Minayim lepikuach nefesh edoichas haShabbos. How do we know the cloud that we're learning here from the Mishnah all over that the pikuach nefesh you're allowed to be haShabbos? It's a question of saving somebody's life. You're allowed to do the lama tes melacha to save the person on Shabbos. How do we know this? Is Nana Rabbi Shmuel b'Yomer? Shmuel answered that the halacha pasuk says in the machteres you must see a ganef. If you find a ganef downstairs in your basement sneaking in and you see he wants to rob your house. So the Pasuk says, what? You're allowed to go and kill him. So why are you allowed to kill him? It's only doubtful if the person's coming to kill you altogether. The Kura of the Ganav is only coming for your money. So he's only coming for your money. Let's say you go after him, and so he's not going to kill you. He'll only come to steal your money. True, it's doubtful. Maybe he'll come to kill you also. So it's doubtful if the person's coming to kill you or not. Still, the Pasuk says, what? You're allowed to go kill him. Now the Avera, what you're allowed to do here is you're allowed to go kill the person. Now the Avera of killing somebody is a tremendous Avera. It's Matam Eretz Yisrael. The Gerem L'Shchinah is Salak Yisrael. And because of the Avera of Shvichas Domim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away Yishchinah. Still we say, Nitin Le'atila B'Nafshoy. You're allowed to save your soul by killing somebody else. If the Ganav comes into your house at night, and you're afraid maybe he's going to kill you, even though it's only doubtful, you're allowed to kill him. So therefore, Kal V'Chaymer, the Pekuach Nefesh, Adurcha Teshabbos. It's a Kal V'Chaymer now. When what do you want, what avera do you want to do? Just Mechal Shabbos. And you're doing it for a good purpose, to save your soul. So Vad, you're allowed to do it. We'll see later on the Bay, there's a Pircha on this Kash, on this Raya. Rashi says, Oshvicha Zomim, Shuhuto Labala Bayis Lishvach Domesh Azir. The Bala Boss, the owner, is allowed to kill this person coming in. Lahatzola Sofer Nasha, to save himself, because it's doubtful, maybe the person's coming to kill you. And still we say you're allowed to kill the person for doubt to save yourself. So you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for a suffix pekuach nefesh. Right. Neder Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said another raya. The pasuk says v'yama v'chi yozet ish ariyehu. If somebody goes to kill somebody, now you miss v'chi tikachen olamus. You should take him even off my mizbeach, even though he's a kohen on the mizbeach. Take him away. So we dash him meyim mizbechi. Only if he's tam around the mizbeach. For loy miyal mizbechi. Not if he's really doing the avoid itself. Rashi says meyim mizbechi im kohenu shabo laavoid avoidem. If a kohen comes to the Beis Hamikdash and he wants to do the avoda, we tell him to stop. You killed somebody, or we need you to say, hey, somebody else killed somebody, you can't do the avoda. We don't take him away if he already started to do the avoda. If the kohen's already bringing the kavonis, ain't a mafsik. We don't tell the kohen to stop. Love will begin to come to Bezdin now to see if he's mechuyev mison, or to see if he knows that somebody else is mechuyev mison. Elamashlam avodosay. We tell the kohen first you have the right to finish your avoda, and later we'll see what's doing. Now the Yom Rambam Babachon Amar Yechinin Loishon. This is only said el hametz. It's only a question if you want to get this kohen either to kill him or he should be able to kill somebody else. Then we say let him do the avoda, don't stop him. Avulach Yisay.